Start your day on the Torahway, Northwest London. Wednesday, 22nd of Teves, 3rd of January, Rabbi Moshe Fima Shlita Golas. This week's Torahway was sponsored jointly by Family Blachman, Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe David Ben, Rabbi Avraham, Chanuch Waldman, Zachon Rochel Ziyatzad, was yesterday, and by Family Stimler on the outside of their dear mother, Nishmas, Sarah Bas, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Oli Asholim, whose Ziyatzad is today. And also this chus hashavuim va'achayolim ba'milchamos she'afzulu v'otahem l'sholom v'mheiro.
Good morning, everybody. It's a chus to be here in my native country, the UK, to speak about a topic that we've been feeling it more than ever. Feeling that we're in golus. We all know that over the years there were different kufas when Klal Yisrael would feel we are in golus, we're not in golus. How bad is it in Golos? But the last Kufa, especially in the Western world, we feel and we see the din of Kiyadua, Halacha Esav Seydus Yaakov. This morning I was going down Golders Green Road. There had to be a Gimel of Avyud who had to shout while I was just passing by, something that I didn't notice in my 30 years in Golos in the Soviet Union where I live. I've never felt it before. That's the Mitzvah that we're over here. However, we know if Chazal teaches Ein Odim Noikevitz Boy Milamato and Tilakot Shbochus Machesis Milamalo, we must know that we're not in Golos Tamazoi. And not only we're not in Golos Tamazoi, this Tkufa that we're in now, it's a Tkufa that many of our generation never felt such a Tkufa. We weren't from the former generation where they went through the war. We went through a relatively calm period of history of the time. And over here the question is, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from us? And what does Hashem want that each one of us should analyze for ourselves in order to grow and to become better people? I'd like to mention this year, I'd like to give Lili Nishmas, Meir V'Rebbe HaMashkiach. I heard the bad news this morning about Tzion Salomon, who passed away. I must say he was my, if he taught me how to work with a tzibur, it was Ramat Tzion that taught me. The emes is, when we see in Parashat Shemois, the Torah begins, Ve'elu Shemois b'nei Yisrael aboy Mitzrayimah. The Klal Yisrael, Ve'elu Shemois b'nei Yisrael aboy Mitzrayimah, Golos Mitzrayim, which was the first of the five Golias. We know that there were four Golias from the Tkuf of Daniel. But the first Golias there was Golos Mitzrayim, begins with what? Ve'elu Shemois b'nei Yisrael aboy Mitzrayimah. The Torah comes and tells us, who came to Mitzrayim? We weren't speaking about the poshut, slaves or workers. They didn't have enough workers in Eretz Yisrael, so they had to bring from China or from India or other places. No, we're speaking about Ve'elu Shemois B'nei Yisrael D'Miyuchosim. The Sforim explained that the whole inyan of explaining to us that it's a gdoma to saying why Klal Yisrael came to Golos. Klal Yisrael came to Golos because since Klal Yisrael called themselves the Aman Yifchol, like we've always chosen to do. Even though it's better to be Am HaNivcha that's treaded upon than to be Am HaNivcha that's not treaded upon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Klal Yisrael to Golos in order to Mitzrayim to see how would Klal Yisrael behave in a place where they're not sitting in their own closed set community with a fence around them, not allowing anyone else in, but rather to see how will Klal Yisrael behave in a situation where there's people around them that do not behave like them. And like we take you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them over there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to see how would Klal Yisrael behave. And what do we see, Taka? We see, Taka, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told Avraham Avinu, by the Bris Bein of Asorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that your future generation, your kinder and einiklach, are going to be Yoyrish, the Eretz Eser HaRumas, which is Eretz Yisrael. In the same Nevoah, it's Mamash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us such great news, you know, finally, the Am HaNivchol go to get your soul. In the same news, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you should know, that your kids are going to be Avodim Be'eret Zoro Leilahem. And if you think about it, why did we need the same in the same conversation? The answer is, it's connected. Because Adraba, yes, we take it, deserve Eretz Yisrael because we are Am HaNivchol. But in order to analyze whether we really deserve it, whether we're really behaving ourselves as Am HaNivchol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, first go to Be'eret Zoro Leilahem. Once Klal Yisrael will be in Golus, and will see that you know how to keep yourself like oil, to keep yourself separated from the Amim from around you, that is when Taka Klal Yisrael will deserve to get it. And what do we Taka see? We all know the Medrash in Shereshir Rabbah. The Medrash says over there, Bisus, why would Klal Yisrael Zecher to get out of Mitzrayim? What was the four things mentioned over there? One was Shereshinu Hashemom. They never called themselves Ahmed or Muhammad or any other good names or the modern names that people have over here. We're speaking of, they kept the El Chaim, Yankel, Buruch, Shleishinu, Shleishinam. They didn't try and speak Egyptian. They spoke the same language, Ulachayre means also the correct language. Also, it says Shleidibu, Lashon Hara. And the fourth thing is that Shleimotsu by Echod. They didn't find one person that was poets Be'elva. That's what the Medrash says. So Be'etzim, you see, Klal Yisrael came into Mitzrayim. Ve'eilu Shmois Bnei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayim. But when Klal Yisrael came into Mitzrayim, we came in as Bnei Yisrael, but it was to check whether we will stay Bnei Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael Taki was Zeicher to leave Mitzrayim. When we proved Hashem, whatever situation we were in, Klal Yisrael Kedoshim V'Tahirim. And even though they wasn't in the highest level, we all know they were members of Shari Tumah. But it wasn't who they were in essence. They were who they were in essence was Shleishinu Shmom, Shleishinu Shleishinim, Shleidibu Lashon Hara, Veshleimotzi Bo Echad Afilu Pirtzei Be'elvas. So that is Yitaki see, like from A to Z, from when they came into Mitzrayim, from when they left Mitzrayim, they made sure to behave themselves and to show that they really deserve to be a Am HaNivchol. And there's no question about it. Every time we feel once again that we have goals for ourselves, we have to check again, and we all know we're all waiting. So many times a day we'd say it. Every time it's Tamar David after Meretz Tzmiach, we all know that we're waiting so much for the Mashiach to come. But we have to make sure that we're roy be'etzem to get to be zeicher to the Mashiach, to be zeicher to the Eretz Eser Umos is over there. Stuck interesting thing. The Gemara says that when a person passes away, everyone has his time, it's a question of time. But when a person comes, there's a few questions. The first question that person asks is, Nosasim Nosati Be'emuna, did you do business honestly? And then the next question, two gifts, the next one is, it's a piece of the Yeshua. Did you wait for the Mashiach? Oh, you know, not everyone's business, when they need to ask them such a question, Nosasim Nosati Be'emuna, did you behave honestly? The answer is, why is that the first question? I once thought, that Lachoya makes sense to say, we all know that if a person does not behave honestly in business, then he comes back in this world as a Gilgul. So the first question is, Nosasim Nosati Be'emuna. If the answer to that is yes, oh, if that's the case, then we can go on to the next question. Otherwise, the person is sent back to be Misakin, well, to Misakin. But now we understood why Kodesh Baruch Hu took us to Golos, not so much as a punishment, even though we'll see from the Gemara something else. But one of the main reasons why I went to Golos is that we should prove that we deserve the title to be Am HaNivchal. And once we prove ourselves that we deserve to be the Am HaNivchal, that is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. The episode is, we see the Gemara in the Dorim, something else. The Gemara in the Dorim, in Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara asks one of the tough questions in Shas. Mipnei ma ne'enash Avraham Avinu, why was Avraham Avinu punished? Ve'nishtab dubonov le'mitzrayim. And his children were Meshubah to Mitzrayim, Masayim Ve'esher Sholim. No small amount. It wasn't a week, it wasn't a month, it wasn't 7 years. Right? It was 210 years. Avraham Avinu's Einiklach are sitting in Mitzrayim, Mamash, with the worst type of Onshim that they got. They were Mamash Meshabah them with such rishas. So the Gemara gives three reasons. The first reason the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza answers, Bibnei She'osa Angaria B'Talmid Chachomim. What does that mean, She'os Angaria? We all know when there was a war between the Malachim and Lot was captured, he had to do his ishtadlus. So he says he made Angaria. He says he took those Talmidei Chacham that he was Machzir them b'tshuva before Matan Torah, and he used them to help him save a first cousin, Lot. And because of that, he used the Talmidei Chacham. They were avodim. They were his bnei beisoy. No. You're using the Talmud Chochem as a shmatek, because when you need him, you're using it. For that, you deserve 210 years of golus. How do we understand it? It's hard to understand. The biggest question is, the Gemara says he took 318 of them. If it took 318, I can understand. But this one Gemara says it didn't take 318, it took one Eliezer. His Eliezer Eved Avraham. And Eliezer Bigmatria 318. So the question is over here for taking, utilizing one Eliezer, who was Eved Avraham, the Torah was made that was he was Eved. He didn't want his child to marry into that family because ain't Torah. What's going on over there? And for that, 210 years. That's one sibba the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives a different answer. Ushmul Omar mipnei shehifriz al midoysim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenemar b'ma eidah kereshanu. Shmuel comes along, he says, no. I'm not sure whether he's arguing, but he's saying another reason. Because all the facts were true. The question is, what was the punchline that caused us to go into Golus? So the Gemara Shmuel says, because he asked questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, let's try and analyze what's going on over here. Avraham Avinu, the one who was the flagpole of showing that Yesh Manig Labiro, like the Rambam brings down in his days, he was the one that showed the world that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hikaras Bayer, it's Machlokes, age of 3, 40, we're not going into that now. But over here, he was the one, yeah, but on your level, Avraham Avinu, you shouldn't ask questions, Bama Eda. And Shana, he asked, how will I know that they will inherit? You, Avraham Avinu, asked the question. You know what? You're going to learn, you're going to find out the hard way. 210 years of Golus to your grandchildren. Comes along the third pshat in the Gemara, the third Teretz, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan over here, that's more my line. Omar Shehifrish Blei Odo Milikonis Tachas Kavfei Shchilo. He stopped people of getting close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where did we see that? It didn't, wasn't Mesasik and Kiruv. Says the Gemara, Shenemar, Tegne, Nefesh, it's all in the same story. Varchush, Kach Lecho. Give me the Nefesh, he was speaking about, give me light. Varchush, and all the many soldiers that are there, Kach Lecho. Take for yourself. And since Avraham Avinu, when he won the war, to get light back, he would have said, you know, give me 25,000 people over here. I'll take them. He'll obviously set up meisters for them. It was a one-man show in those days. He could do it the way he wants it. He'll set up Moses, he'll open a kollel, a yeshiva, shore him in the evening, shore him in the morning, tefillahs. You have the opportunity, it was only a second away. But yeah, but because he didn't say that, and these people were not miskarev to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so, you know what? You took away from that, you deserve also that your kids, even though they were tachas kavvei shchina, we're going to send them to Mitzrayim. Again, let's try, we all know that when he says, we all know that when he said, Teine Nefesh, Varuchush Kach Lecho, we all know what the Mefarshim say on the spot. Why did he say that? He didn't want to say, Anoichi Yashar Tisavom. He's following the same Mahalach. He didn't want people to think that Avraham became the famous Oisher in town thanks to what they gave him. So again, his Kavanah was L'Shem Shemayim. His Kavanah was to prove that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was the Manig Labira. His Kavanah was to prove that only a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides what person has and what person doesn't have. Right? But at the same, thank you very much, at the same time, since he had the opportunity, you had your cheshbon, yes, but not on the cheshbon of people not knowing that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. And we have to try and understand, Be'etzem, what's going on over here? Why is it that Klal Yisrael deserved such a einish b'zchus what Avraham Avinu did over there? And the biggest question is, how did going to Mitzrayim be misaken these three things? And Gary b'tamid echavim, chesaron emuna, and lo wasim mekel. The emes is, if we analyze what happened in Mitzrayim, over there we see all three things were misukin. The first thing that was misukin was, we know, everybody worked in Mitzrayim besides Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi didn't need to work. So Be'etzem, by Shevet Levi didn't work, they were showing this was a tikkun. Yes, I made a mistake that I used, that I said I did Angari b'tamid echom and b'vom v'inu did in order to save light. But now over here, even though everyone should have divided the toll that they had, we're being mevatel Shevet Levi because Shevet Levi was the cream of the crop. They're going to sit and they're going to learn Torah in Eretz Goshen and nobody's touching them. So Be'etzem, it was a midi keneged midi tikkun on using a gal ben soul. What was the gal with Tamid Chavim? What was the second thing? He had a suffering in Munah b'ma eda. When Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, we know what level did they get to? Vayminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. Not only was Emun in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was Emun in Tamid and Chachomim. And that was the double Emun that a person needs in order to succeed. Like we see mentioned many times, it's not enough to believe in Hashem. Why do we need to believe in Hashem? But if a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us that we need to believe in the Tamid and Chachomim, it means we need to believe in the Tamid and Chachomim, even though sometimes we don't understand what's happening. But Be'etzim, Klal Yisrael was the second. This third thing, this second thing of the Ma'eda, the suffix that they had in Muna, they Be'etzim were masakin it through, going through Yagolus Mitzrayim, and they came out with the Minu B'Hashem and Moshe Avdi. What was the third thing that they needed to be masakin? The Atayinus of Kutzbocha, Atayinus of Avraham Avinu. You have the opportunity to bring people to be Mekarev. We all know that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there were thousands and thousands of people who misgayerim oim, right? Who came tachas kamvei shchina when they saw for different reasons. We've seen it in history many times. Whenever wherever people see the Klal Yisrael on the way up, people are mitzarev. But that's the whole matorah of golus. It's mentioned in Kabbalah that the whole matorah in golus is just like the Gemara says, "En ben David bom, Mashiach doesn't come at sheich put him in a kiss." Until the person finishes his last pennies, that's happening nowadays with inflation. But also, the other thing mentioned is what? That Mashiach doesn't come. And one of the main matoris of Klalius, one of the main matoris of Golius was that Kodesh Baruch Hu sent Klalius, so we should be Mufuzim Mufurid Bein Amim. We should be spread around the world, and that way people see what we're here for, and then people, those Nitzotis who were by Matan Torah, who wanted to be become of the Torah, they could take and be Mekarel themselves. So that was Be'etzim what happened. The first time we saw it happening was when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. The emphasis is, for the past 30 years, I was Zoicha to live in not the most common places. I'll say a couple of stories. The last time I met actually Matzio Salomon, that's not even buried yet, I'd call him Rabbi Muvik, when it comes to Tzorche Klal, it was in the yeshiva in Radin. In the yeshiva of the Chofetz Chaim. I'm not that old, but in our generation, sometimes people also come to Radin. And I was in the yeshiva in Radin, and 30 years ago, when I was sent by Rabbi Yashiv and Shmuel Obach, there's a letter from Nosson Zvi Finkel that I wrote to Matzio Chaim Salomon, Zeich and Tzadu Kod Shevocha, asking him to speak to my mother. I was at a boch in the Mir. A boch in the Mir, not meant to be traveling around the former Soviet Union. And he writes a letter to Rabbi Tzio that B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Obach, he wrote his name first, and then Rabbi Yashiv, V'achiv alov, they pass the chiv, and I need to go. Rabbi Tzio got the letter from Rabbi Tzio, he didn't have a choice. He called my mother, Zechon Levoch, she was a magister, telling him that, you know, this is the letter that I got, and tried to persuade him. However, he tells you, you know, I agree with you, I don't understand why they're sending him. Many years later, when he met Rabbi Tzio in Radin, he was then very against the Indian of being Machzi Yidden B'tshuva in the Soviet Union. He goes, sit and learn your life to Saul and don't begin with these things. And then he became the head of the Vag L'Tzolos Nitzchei Saul, which was a big organization that used to be Machzi Yidden B'tshuva. And I was sitting in the base of Edrus of the Chofetz Chaim in Radin, the yeshiva. I was sitting and said, Rabbi Tzio, Mekor Maikasova V'Hashta Maikasova. 30 years ago, and it wasn't 30 years ago, but then when we met, you told my mother you don't hold of it. And all of a sudden, I see Rabbi Tzio, you're the big Nossi over here. And he turns to me around and says in Yiddish, Was meinst du, Moshe? Am Mashkiach, Megnish, Chayze sein mit Tshuva, ha, 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 ha. What do you think, Moshe? A Mashkiach is not allowed to be Chayze mit Tshuva. And he like laughed the way that I was laying out. Saying, the Abbas Yisrael, another one of the things that had Baruch Hashem a good cash, I'm a Gateshead boy, I learned to Gateshead. I used to ask him then, and I never knew how much I needed in life. I remember once there was somebody that the young father passed away, and Rabbi Tzio was the one chosen for the hard conversation to go and tell him, the family what happened over here, and tell the child, there was a boy in yeshiva, to tell the child that his father had passed away. I don't remember who passed away then, but... And then he went over there. I remember I was there next to it. He was crying and very this, and I'm like totally into it. And like a couple of hours later, there was a wedding, and he was there, Rabbi Tzio, by the wedding. Mama's so happy. And I asked Rabbi Tzio, he says, you know, Yilam Deni Rabbeini. how is it that a person can change, you know, your emotional, what's the word in English? Status so quickly. From 1 second, you're mamash in the availus mamash, to the next, you're mamash. So he said, told me a klal in life. He goes, when people need you, or when you need to go to people, at that moment, you have to be exactly what they need for you at that moment. At this moment, I went to give over the bad news. I had to be with them in Gansen. And afterwards, I had to go to Chassid. I have to be with them totally. And this is where a person, not that person is the whole time in one big mix and match job that one has. Forget, one has to know, one has to understand what a Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'etzem wants of the person. What's Hashem being derish for me now? When a person knows, and it doesn't have, you don't need to be a mishkech for that. You can be a layman too, like one of us. But when you know what Hashem wants for you in this moment, that is the way a person does Be'etzem of Eitz Hashem. We see, does Betzal share one story? With Klal Yisrael and Golus, we all know, imagine somebody will bring now a little torch, I think what's it called, a torch, yeah. Of a cell phone, and will turn it on. We won't really notice anything, right? Baruch Hashem over here, you have good lighting, I see. Right, you have good lighting over here, what do you need a little torch on? But imagine this room would be pitch black, no windows, nighttime, no light, and the person will come and put in a little thing. Wow, that'll be like a lighthouse, right? It'll be like a beacon of light for the lookout. In Golus, everything is, where each mitzvah that a person does here, it's like a beacon of light. There was one meiser that, maybe over the years, Baruch Hashem, I was zeicha to work at the Chevra Kedisha. And in my early years, I remember I once got a call from somebody asking, is it a Pacharoni Slushba? Sorry, whether it's a Chevra Kedisha? I told him yes. And he says, I'm planning to die, can you please come over? Right, I told you, just make sure you don't die until I come, who'll open the door. I asked him for his address. I came down to his house. You know, I opened the door, I ring the bell, and Khrushchev was the guy, opens the door, and I said, who's the client? He goes, I am. I looked at him a bit, you know, I understand how people meant to look just before. This definitely didn't fit into my regular category over here. So I said, I mean, you know, you don't look like that you're ready to go. Could you please explain to me? He goes, no, you don't understand something. I'm planning to take my life away and I wanted you to be here when it happens. I look at him over there, and like the way we're trained in life, we're obviously thinking negative, oy vey, this guy wants to take his life away. He has a problem with his mental health over here, and we really need to help him out over here. And all of a sudden, we pull out all the Mamari Chazal that we know and tell him, you know that every second the person allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save a second person's life. Life is the most important thing that's in the world, you know. Why do you do it? Well, what's it? And the guy looks at me, thinking that I'm a bit disturbed, right? And he goes, let me explain to you. And all of a sudden, the guy who I thought was on my level turned into a giant. He goes, when the Soviet Union began, and it wasn't Shaykh anymore to keep Torah and Mitzvahs, my father called me in. And my father told me that there's two Chalokim in the Torah. One's called Ben Adam Lechaveroi, and one's called Ben Adam Lamokim. And he turns around, he says, my father told me, now that communism began, Ben Adam Lamokim we cannot keep anymore. But Ben Adam Lechaveroi, we can keep it under the eyes of the Soviet, of the communists. So I'm asking you, he tells his son, please make sure that at least in this chelak, you'll do what you can 100%, that way there won't be any tainus about you, why you didn't do Ben Adam Lamokim. And he turns around to me and tells me, my whole life I was makpid not to offend people. But there were people that I offended. He goes, a few weeks ago there were magala by him of illness that soon he'll lose his mind and he will not be able to control what he does. So he goes, what happened is I wrote 3 letters to people that I was scared maybe I offended them this morning. Before I called you, I got the 3rd letter back home where the person's forgiving me. He goes, now that I'm 100% clear and clean on the Ben Adam Lechaveroi, I want to take my life away. I looked at him over here already. That's a time that I couldn't really argue with. But I turned to him, I told him, you know what? I have a very good keshev of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I will bli nedir write you a letter. And you'll take this letter along with you when the right time comes. And I'll demand from Hashem that he will judge you according to the day that I'm by you today. And that way, even if something else happens, you will not lose out. He was a maskim. I wrote him the letter a couple of years later. He, Baruch Hashem, didn't kill himself. A couple of years later, got a call of a neighbor that somebody died. They came over there. They said he had an interesting wish, or he buried the paper. Baruch Hashem, he went. He never came back. And I'm sure a good Baruch Hu did. But you see sometimes the pusher to Yid, the person who never knew what tefillin is, he never knew what Shabbos was, he never knew what Kashrus was, he never knew nothing. But when he was in the depth of the Golus, he wanted to make sure that we should take it, that at least the chelik that I can do, he can do. We say three times a day, we hear it five times a day, including Chazal Shashatz, Al Chayenu Amasurim Beyodecha. What is the meaning Al Chayenu Amasurim Beyodecha? Moshe Lama Davar Daima. There was once Nebuch, one of the worst machalas, even worse than Yenna Machlis, to be a Kamtzin. Mamash, to be a Kamtzin is one of the, I would call it the Gimel Averes HaChamuris. Never, somebody who's stingy, right? To be a Kamtzin. One day, this Kamtzin never had enough zeros in his bank account, but one thing he didn't have, he couldn't spend a dime. And he heard his wife once came to tell him one of the worst pieces of news. His parents are all coming to visit. Now, he wasn't nervous about that part he would get away with. But he's never bought any crockery. Everything was him was dilapidated. Mama's like old. And his wife said, one thing, when they're coming for the meal, we're not going to use these kelim. You're going to have to buy new ones. Nebuch. She almost made a suda savelus because he almost had a heart attack when he heard that. But afterwards, he had a great idea that came to his mind. Oh, there's somewhere that I saw in the Gemach, a Gemach kelim. Right? So he says, you know what? We'll go to the Gemach. We'll borrow some kelim. We'll bring it back. But that he would have gone away easy. But when he saw the address, he got stuck. What's the problem? It's too far away. And who's going to pay for the transport? Here's a Rebbe, Mamash, he didn't know how to manage to get away with it. And he was doubting to Hashem that, you know, thought Hashem can make this for Kamtonim also. He asked Hashem, do me a favor, give me an idea. And then he had the idea, oh, I'm not going to pay money for somebody to shove it. I'll find an interesting bocha, you know, a bit, you know, he doesn't understand too much. I'll tell him I'll pay him shove a kesef for the transport. He'll walk a bit, nothing wrong. And I'll give him shove a kesef. He finally found this slightly, no, not common child. And he tells his child, are you prepared to schlep this big box of kelim and the crockery? Of course. He goes, well, I'm going to give you three tips. Well, this guy thought a tip means a tip, right? But he meant a tip, a tip. But the guy decided, this bocha decided not to judge you too much. And he walks him in the whole way. And in the middle, the guy says, I'm going to tell you first the first tip. He realizes, not getting anything, but he tells him. A major tip. Don't think that the feeling in your stomach when you're hungry is the same feeling in your stomach when you're full. Oh, he already understood who is. That's one tip this major guy is telling him. He hears about this tip. He doesn't realize already what's going on. He hopes the next tip will be worth something. When the next tip, he's almost at home, he tells him, don't think that your feet will feel the same when you walk as when you sit in a horse and cart. This guy is happy that soon he's getting home and he'll give him the third tip, he'll get away. When the boy came home with the box of kelim, he tells, the third tip I'm going to tell you. Don't think that the kelim stay whole when I throw them on the floor and he chucks them all on the floor that it went in my hand. He goes, that's a third tip. The tipish over there didn't think who he's starting up with. Right, he's starting up with the person who's holding what he needed to look after. Over here, chayenu amesurim beyodecha. Right, our lives are in Hashem's hands. Who are we messing around with? Who are we trying to start up with? Even though we're in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all siyat and shvaya, that we should be zoicha to see that we leave this Golos, the quicker the better. We should thank you, be zoicha, to the emes tikkun gula, the final gula, b'mehera b'yameinu amen. Oh, Yaakov, what's the reward we got? Oh, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem.